Hey.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, hey.
So, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Yeah, this is Evan from Local Slash giving you a scheduled call back. Your day been going well?
It's been going well.
Awesome, man. I was just talking about the marketing services we discussed and all the information I sent over. Wondering if you had a chance to look it over, if you had any questions or anything.
Yeah, I looked at it briefly. So Mike, I had a couple questions. So when you guys would run my Facebook posts, what does that mean? So I just how does that work?
Yeah. So essentially, we just send us some pictures of your before and afters. We'd post those up there and give a good look at there. And if like you're, do you already have one up and running?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. Are you in any groups or anything on there as well?
Yeah, I'm in a couple groups, not a lot, but.
Okay. Yeah, so that's essentially what we do just on the posting side. We'd give it an updated look, and if you wanted us to, we could do some posts in those groups too, just to give you an active persona, so to speak, within that community. And then ultimately, we're gonna be running advertisements on there, which I'm sorry, I speak to quite a few people. You said you've done advertisements on Facebook before, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Well, they're
No.
just super effective, specifically in that residential contracting, everything within that, just because of really two reasons. For one, they are targeted ads. So these people that you're showing up in front of have at least said something or at least searched up something regarding these services that you're going to pop up in front of them for. And then on top of that, the actual user on Facebook is a lot more malleable to any advertisements. They're generally at home, in a more relaxed state, just going through the timeline. But they still have those services that they need in the back of their mind. So when they come across one of those ads, like I just said, that are targeted, they don't just click on it and go about their day. But actually, from our own analytics, we found that they go ahead and make that call and actually talk to you and retain those services just because of the state they're in.
Okay. All right. And then my other question was, you guys just do Facebook, you guys don't do Instagram, correct?
Yeah, we've dabbled into and we've tried it out with Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and far and wide, pretty much with every service that's within this field or any other that's service-based, it's just far more effective. The buying power on Facebook is far superior than to the other ones, just because of the user that's on Instagram, that's on Twitter. They aren't really so much as consumers and people who actually make these purchases versus the people on Facebook.
Okay. As in, my other question was the Google thing, how does that work with the Google advertisement and stuff?
Yeah, so if you do a search right now for anything, if you're gonna look up wall and contractor, new finishing, new paint, you're gonna see the first thing that pops up are those Google ads, like the Google Guaranteed or the Google ad placement. And then right under those are the businesses, like the actual top businesses in the area, right? Next to like a map. Those places next to the map is where we're putting you. This is an organic position that opened up. It's a lot more uncommon to have these open up in those Google ad spaces just simply because of where they are, and how often they open up. Like this one specifically has been around for literally only 3 days, and the person that held it before looks like they held it for 52 months. So they're super rare to come by, and essentially once we get along with you and we have you on board, we close out the area and only work with you in programming you and putting you in those top positions, because right now there's an open one.
Okay. And then my other question was, besides just the map, do you guys do help to promote me, not just on the map, but like on the, like just the list of contractors that pops up?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to make sure that you're on the top list because that map coincides with the top businesses. They just put that next to there for people to search up and kind of see if they want something more local. But if you're next to that map, that means you are one of the top businesses. And we'll also do the same for you on Yelp. We'll do it on Bing, Safari, Apple, are the top directories. We put you in some other places like Alexa Voice and stuff that hold some weight, but not near as much as those top four that I was just listing off. And we make sure that you're not just listed on all of those, but you are the top results and one of the top businesses out there.
Okay. Alrighty. I think that's all my questions. And then what information do you need from me right now?
Yeah, so let me just go ahead and get some of it. It's going to take less than 10 minutes to get all that together real quick. What are your hours of operation looking like?
Like, when do I want calls or when do I, like, work?
Both. We can differentiate them if you'd like.
Because, I don't know. Because on, like, Angie's list, I put, like, what was it? It was, like, I think it was 7 to 5 during the week, and then Saturdays were 8 to 5, I think that's what it was. 8 to 4, that's what it was. 8 to 4 on Saturdays. So I put that for like calls.
Okay.
But that's probably like the same for work hours.
Okay, perfect. And are you licensed and insured?
Yes, I'm licensed and I'm insured, bonded, and licensed.
Perfect, man. That's awesome. That's exactly what we're needing. And we're going to market you for everything that you offer, Alex, but what are there any like jobs in specific that you would like us to throw a little bit of emphasis on that are maybe like your money makers? That you just like doing, maybe, that we could literally put a little bit more promotion under?
Like, I really like doing the excavation, like, part. Like, excavation, land clearing, all that. And then I do this stuff called, it's called Hoof Grid. And it's a black grid. You put pea gravel on top for horses. And I do that, and not a lot of people do it, and so
you said
that's why
Huff Gravel?
What?
Huff Gravel? I mean, Huff Grid?
Yeah, Huff Grid.
Awesome, because that's really cool that you do that, that you have, like, niches, because what we're really good at is depicting, those are two keywords. Like, that's one keyword that's obviously a specific thing. And we're able to key you into that exactly. So if someone looks that up in your actual area, you'll be one of the first. And probably because you're one of the only people, you'll be the first to show up on there. So that's great that you have a little niche like that. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Okay.
Is there, yeah, beyond that, is there something else? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. Sorry about that. But, no, that's kind of it. I don't do anything like septics or anything, but. I do fencing,
okay.
Like, but that's not really my main, like, focus.
Right, right. And what are, like, some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to focus your marketing in?
So it'd be Jefferson County, Clallam County, Kitsap County. Okay, now I'm spacing on the other two.
It's okay, man, because what I'm doing right now, I'm just getting some basic information together. We just get your first month paid, and then I get something called a client interview scheduled for you. And that's going to be at your best convenience, any date you want at any time. And it's just with one of our specialists, and they really deep dive and get all the details that I don't get from you, and just a well-rounded idea of where you see your business going, so we know how to achieve that success with you. So I'm just getting that information for them. You don't have to really strain yourself on really getting the whole area together.
Okay, cool. And then I forgot, I had two more other questions. My other question was, let's say in 6 months, I get enough clientele and I'm getting word of mouth, and I'm just with business cards and stuff, and I cancel. Is there any fees or cancellation fees or anything?
Nothing like that. We don't have any type of cancellation fees. I mean, looking at your demand in your area, I really see it not happening in the future. I really think this is going to be something that'll last for years to come. But God forbid something happens and you have to cancel. It's just a simple call and we part our ways.
Okay, cool. And then my other question was, if that happens, do I keep the website you guys built?
Yeah. So that website, actually, if you're going with the website, because it is an optional, but it's no charge additional. But with when you cancel with us, just so for your safekeeping, if you want to keep that website, we do charge a $50 fee just to transfer it to wherever you want, because you're going to have to put it somewhere like Wix or GoDaddy to actually host the website itself, because we won't just maintain that for free. But we'll just charge a little premium of $50 just to transfer it correctly over so you can still keep using it. But it'll still be under your ownership.
Okay. That was my other question. So that's pretty simple. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, sure. And Alex, I have your first name. What is your last name?
Vi. V-I-A.
Perfect. And what's a good billing address for you?
Billing address is P.O. Box 1934, Paulsbo, Washington, 98370. Yep.
Alright, and give me one moment, Alex, I'm just getting these two discounts applied for us. Okay, great. And what kind of card are we going to be using today?
A debit card.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Oh, just when my full name is Alexander, so you're probably going to have to change that for it to go through.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting me know that. I actually already fulfilled that because I assume the same because my brother has the same name.
Okay. So the card number is 4183-0400-003-0-1702.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0927.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
520.
Thank you. Now, Alex, we are never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening at all. So we've set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask them this question and we would immediately answer it for you and vice versa. So we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Let's do the first pet's name.
Great. And what's the answer for that one?
Bob.
Perfect. Now, I just have to do one more thing before I can actually process this payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's just recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point that I'm going through this, you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pinpoint Construction, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Alexander Vi, owner.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, if you could, Alex, open up your contacts in your phone. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we call you from here on out, as well as where you contact us from. It's going to be under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
All right, what's the phone number?
It's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, say that again. I was just turning you off speakerphone, so I only got half.
Oh, good. Yeah, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Hello, sir. I think I lost you there for a second.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm here.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 26th, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-625-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Processing that now. Well, Alex, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. Like I said, I really do think this is going to be a great relationship that will last for many years to come. And I honestly can't wait to see us help you thrive as a business. There's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access it. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick for me, and then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview for your best convenience.
Okay. Okay, I just submitted it.
Okay, perfect. I received that. Thank you for doing that. We're closed out for today for the client interviews. Would you be available anytime tomorrow to do that?
No, I have some contracts that I need to finish up, and I'm finishing up a really big job tomorrow, so I do not have any time tomorrow.
Okay, perfectly fine. We are available Thanksgiving Day, but I don't know if you want to take some time to do that, but we're also available Black Friday as well on Friday.
Okay. What time do you guys have?
So with us, we'll be open up at 7 a.m. and all the way until 4 p.m.
What about 8:30?
8:30? They do it in hour blocks, but I can definitely message them to try to go more towards the middle of the hour for sure. But let's go ahead and schedule that.
Well then, well, we could do it 9.
9? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's no problem at all. Let me go ahead and schedule that. All right, Alex. Well, I have that all scheduled for us. You should have received as well a just Google invite on your email just to confirm that. That client specialist is going to call you up promptly at 9 because there's it's a clear day, so they should call you pretty much at the tip of the hour. And they'll take great care of you. We got some great people on that operation side of things. And, yeah, on Friday we'll get everything rolling and get you going, man.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yes, sir. Well, Alex,
right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Have a great rest of your week. Happy holidays, man. And I really can't wait to see us help you thrive as a business. It's one of my favorite parts of this job, and I believe it's going to be great for you.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Alex. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.